Al-Bayan Radio presents Quranic Reflections presented by Nidal Al-Ayubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode from our series Quranic Reflections. The surah that we will be discussing today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, is Surah Al-Zalzala, Surah 99 from Juz Amma, and Zalzala means earthquake.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ida zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha wa qala al insanu ma laha. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
In the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful. When the earth is rocked with its final quake, when the earth shakes off its burdens and man cries, "What is the matter with it?" On that day, it will report all that has happened to it, for your Lord has commanded it to do so. On that day, men shall proceed in scattered groups to be shown their deeds. Whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it then, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil we'll see it then.
Surah Al-Zalzala, my dear brothers and sisters, is a Madani surah, which means that it was revealed after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he received revelation, he remained in Mecca for 13 years, from the age of 40 until 53, and then he made migration to Medina. So any surah that's revealed in the first 13 years of the prophetic time period, this surah will be called a Mecca surah. And any surah revealed after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina, then this surah will be called a Madani surah. So Surah Al-Zalzala is composed of 8 ayat, and it discusses Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, and also discusses how mankind shall witness the outcome, the results, or the consequences of their deeds. Allah says,
إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا.
When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burden, and man will say, "What is the matter with it?" Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah, commentating on these verses, he says, Allah informs us of what will happen on the day of resurrection, when the earth will shake, tremble, and tremor until all geographical features and buildings on it collapse, its mountains will crumble, its hills will spread out, and it will become flattened plain with no distinguishable features. And when the earth throws out its burdens, means discards all corpses and treasures beneath its surface, and man will say in astonishment, witnessing these monumental incidents befalling the earth, "What is the matter with it?" asking about what's happening to the earth. So, my dear brothers and sisters, these verses mainly speak about Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, and its signs when the earth shall shake. This earthquake, my dear brothers and sisters, which shall happen on the day of resurrection, is a particular earthquake that is unique to this day. And all the earthquakes that occurred before this earthquake are insignificant in comparison to this great earthquake. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and when the earth throws out its burden, meaning on the day of resurrection, the earth should bring out all of its burdens, and amongst them will be the dead bodies it has been carrying. And as it was said, it is as if the earth was giving birth to them. It shall also throw out all of the treasures and minerals buried inside it. As for man, this earthquake will take him by surprise, and he will be shocked by all that he sees. He will ask in astonishment, "Ma laha? What has happened to this earth? What is wrong with it?" Allah then says,
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
That day will declare its information about what happened over it of good and evil, because your Lord has inspired it. That day mankind will proceed in scattered groups, that they may be shown their deeds. Imam Sa'di, he says, commentating on these verses, on that day it will declare, meaning the earth will declare its information, by testifying to what people did on its surface, whether good or evil. Indeed, the earth will be among the witnesses that testify for or against the slaves concerning their actions. This is because your Lord will inspire it, and he will order the earth to reveal what was committed on it, and the earth will not disobey his command, will not disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day mankind will proceed from the station of a day of resurrection to be judged by Allah in scattered groups. They'll be divided into separate groups, that they may be shown their deeds, so that Allah shows them what they did of good or evil, and award them his due and just payment. So my dear brothers and sisters, on this terrible day, the day of resurrection, on this hard, horrific, terrifying day, the earth will reveal all the news that it had kept hidden inside of it. Every single thing. It will relate all the events that took place over it. So my dear brothers and sisters, think about this for a minute. Then Allah tells us that mankind on that day will be in two groups, the good doers and the wrongdoers. The doers of good and the doers of evil. Allah says,
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
So whoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. And whoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. So my dear brothers and sisters, we will be recompensed for every small deed, whether good or bad. Imam Sa'di, he says, commentating on these verses, when humankind realize that they will be recompensed even for what weighs an atom, which is the least significant of weights, it will become obvious and more certain that they will be repaid for whatever is more significant. Allah said in other verses, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. On the day when every person will be confronted with all the good he has done and all the evil he has done, he will wish that there were a great distance between him and his evil. And Allah also says, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they will find all that they did placed before them. So these verses, as Imam Sa'di mentions, contain the ultimate motivation to do righteous good deeds, even if minute, and deliver the strongest threat against committing evil, even if minute. So my dear brothers and sisters, this surah teaches us many great lessons. From them are the following. One of the indications of resurrection will be a tremendous earthquake, the like of which has never been witnessed by the earth or by mankind. Another lesson we learn from this surah is that on the day of resurrection, the earth will throw out all that it stored up in its interior of precious minerals and human beings. Another lesson we also learn is that on the day of resurrection, mankind will be brought back to life to be taken to account and to be recompensed for their deeds. At that time, no deed will be neglected, whether it was great or small, whether it was good or evil. And finally, on the day of resurrection, the earth will relate the events and doings of the children of Adam over it. This is all we have for today, my dear brothers and sisters. We ask Allah to accept this from us and make us from those who understand and implement and contemplate over the Quran. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.